Stats Canada released a model-based crop production report on Thursday morning. Now, this is basically is algorithms and computers generating what they expect to be production for Canada for the 2025 calendar year. A little bit more actual surveys will be done later in the year, but this is how they start off their projections for the 2025 crop year. As of the report, it looked at total wheat production coming in at 35.5 million metric ton. That's versus 35.9 million metric ton for the expectations and versus the same for production for last year. That's down 1.1% for year over year. Spring wheat production is expected to come in at 25.99 a million metric ton. That's down from the 26.5. So we're looking at about close to a 2% decline in spring wheat. That helps support the spring wheat market. Durum production is also expected to drop by about 5%. That's also somewhat supportive. Canola was the big surprise, though, as the market is looking for a 19.9 million metric ton crop. That's slightly lower than the expectations of 20.3 million metric ton, but still higher than last year's 19.2 million metric ton. So we're looking at almost a 4% increase in canola production. That's put some extra pressure in on the canola market. But we have seen a little bit of support in the wheat market. So we're seeing a little bit of trade-off between the two. As far as some of the other crops, looking at corn, it looks like production is going to be up close to 1%. Over in soybeans, production looks like it's going to be down 7%. Sunflower production up close to 18%. And when you look at dry edible beans, their production is expected to drop close to 17%.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.